Welcome to Panim Sater Parshas Boy. We'll start with something a little bit about Shaivim, a nice remes for Shaivim from the Chamra Tava. Chamra Tava was the Barn of a Rav. His name was Avram Simcha ben Rabbeinu Moshe of Barnav. Barn of a Rav is a very, very, very important personality in my life, just because I found the Sefer many years ago in the Satma Beis Medrash in Monticello, and I opened up. I really enjoyed it, and I see he's quoting from a Sefer called Imrei Noyam, his uncle, the Imrei Noyam.
His uncle, I'm sorry.
His uncle was the Imrei Noyam, the Barn of a Rav, the Sefer Chamra Tava, right? Rav Simcha Barnav. I opened the Sefer, and he's constantly quoting from his uncle, the Imrei Noyam. The Barn of Rav's name is Rabbi Avram Simcha Horowitz. His father's name was Rabbi Moshe, and his father's Rabbi Eliezer Jikover. And so his father, Moshe ben Barnav, had a brother, the Imrei Noyam, Rabbi Meir ben Rabbi Eliezer ben Rabbi Naftali Tzvi Rapshitz, right? Horowitz, Rabbi Rapshitz. So through the Chamra Tava, I got introduced to the Imrei Noyam.
The son-in-law of the Bnei Tzvi?
Who?
No, I'm sorry, of the Bnei Imrei Noyam,
yeah.
The son-in-law, the first vision forever. I mean,
I don't know. I don't remember now. I don't know. I probably saw it once upon a time, but I don't know.
I remember.
So probably not the son-in-law of the first vision forever, but maybe. So the Barn of Rav, he was a rav of a large Hasidus in Poland, the Barn of Poland, and he moved to Eretz Yisrael in the early 1900s. And he was from the big rebbes in the early 1900s. His Beis Medrash was actually on Rechayv, I think, Zonnefeld, right near the Mir Yeshiva. His Beis Medrash is still in existence. You know, it's an old building. That was the Barn of Beis Medrash, like right over there where he lived. And he was from the personalities of the early 1900s. He was considered from the big Mekubalim. And so when he says something, it's not just but making things up. He says a beautiful remez in this week's parsha. He says this week's parsha, Parsha's Boy, has in it the Mak of Bard, or that was and actually last week's parsha. This is Arbe. The pasuk is like no yisak kol yarek beitz. Right, there wasn't any yarek left over on any of the trees after Arbe came. So he says we're holding shayvim. And the months of Shaivim are always these parshas, and the month of Shaivim always in the Chadashim of Tevis and Shvat. So he says, Merum is the tikkun of Shaivim in this possible. No, he says, call Yerek Ba'etz. He says, Yerek is Aisyais Kufresh Yud, right? He says, there's not left over any pigam of Yerek. But eitz is the referencing the chadashim of Tevis and Shvat, because in Sefer Yetzirah, right, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu was himlech ois ayin be Tevis and ois tzadi be Shvat. I was trying to chesh my speech before. Like, I didn't take it Sefer Yetzirah, but what happened to pay? The answer is that pay is from the ois hadigushay. So the way to divide up is the yud beis chadashim are connected the yud beis ois is pshutais. But then you have Bagad, Kaparas, those are Isis that are called Degushais, and those are, they don't have months connected them, those are connected the 7 days of the week. Right? And then you have Isis, Aleph, Mem, and Shin, Emesh, which are connected Eish, Ruach, and Mayim. Okay, so you have the Yisaidas, you have the days of the week, and the 12 months all have Kaichas in the Chaf Beis, Isis, the Tzai. So that's what he says, that because Hayais, Tevis and Shvat has in it the Yemei Shavim, and he also says, Kol Yerek is Begematria Shavim. He says, Leinoisa, Kol Yerek Beitz, and he's Chadashim because of Ad, all the Nitzayt HaKadushim get a complete tikkun in the Chadashim of Tevis and Shvat through the Veda of Shavim. Shavim is an acronym for Shmais, Be'era, Bo'y, B'shalach, Yisrael, Mishpatim. And these weeks of the year and the years that there's a Ibra Yar, that there's two others, it's called Shaivim Tat, that Truman Tetzava also included in the special tikkunim that are meant to go on during that time of the year. And those tikkunim have to do with Klal Yisrael cleaning up their act and becoming more halig, being matar themselves, purifying themselves, and becoming more kaddish. And it has very much to do with the whole. You read this Mitzrayim. What was Mitzrayim? Klal Yisrael went to Mitzrayim to get purified, right? Hashem said Klal Yisrael to Mitzrayim, right? Not because Hashem was mean, right? Klal Yisrael needed purification. And the purification came through the Avodah Mitzrayim, and the Avodah Mitzrayim, and the Geula of Mitzrayim is one big purification process. So these parshas in the Torah, when we lane them, that's where when you lane a parsha, you're really living the parsha. And therefore, we're living the tikkun of the Shibud Mitzrayim, and when a person struggles, what does a person feel like when he struggles? And he sticks to his emunah, and he just puts one foot in front of the next. That's the greatest purity of a person, right? You'll be getting purer and purer. Right? A person not capitulating, not just throwing in the towel. He's forging ahead. And what's happening is he's getting purified from all his efforts. And that's what the Avodah of is very specific for this time of year of Shai V'Mitat, which corresponds to the what Klal Yisrael went through Mitzrayim.
Could it be called a Kapara? As a client, you said it's a...
It's Zman for Kapara, yeah. Zman Kapara, Tikkunim, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is, yeah, you can call it Kapara or Tikkun, right? That's really was Mitzrayim, right? We mentioned this point many times in the past, that if you can't understand the value of the Golos Mitzrayim, so it's very hard to rationalize the celebration of the Gula from Mitzrayim, because Hashem put us into Mitzrayim. If that was pointless, right? Then taking us out was, you know, you put us in, you took us out, right? The Mashal I've given many times in the past. If you have a guy punching you in the face, and then I stop punching you in the face, right? Are you going to start thanking me for stopping to punch you in the face? No, you say, why are you punching me in the face to begin with, right? Right. So Hashem put the Yidden into Golos, and he took them out of Golos, right? We saw, oh, thank you for taking us out of Golos, right? Why'd you put us there in the first place? The Torah says, when you get taken out of Golos and you realize you've been purified from the Golos, and you look at yourself in the mirror, and you see a perfectly developed neshama from all the Aveda and all the Mesiras Nefesh and all that moon that was developed in the Golos, and the Achdus of Klai Yisrael developed, and you see a whole Ummah, a whole nation that was developed, that was forged from this Golos, they became an Ummah from it. Now they became Roy Tumim Kabbalter. Ah, now you thank Hashem for the Geula, you put us there, you formed us, you solidified us, right? You forged us in the fire, right? The Kokora Barzel, and now you took us out. And that's really what's going on every year. Every year we're meant during these weeks of the year to solidify ourselves, and the tikkunim have to be with developing emuna, and recognizing by just being focused on emuna and ignoring all the nisyanis of life, we get purified. How do you purify silver, right? Yeah, you take silver out of the ground, right? It's probably 25% silver. The rest of it's, I don't know, mercury, nickel, aluminum. You know what's the content of silver nuggets? He said you burn it out, then you melt away all the segim, all the psilocybin left with pure silver. That's what Klal Yisrael. That's what happened to Klal Yisrael in the time. They went from being unpurified gold and silver, and they got purified by it, and they came out, shining from Kedusha and ready to move Kabbalah Torah. That was what they recognized, and that's what goes on this time of year. This time of year has in it a certain amount of Nisyanis naturally, because you really feel like you're entering into the darkness of Golos with the cold and that, and the darkness of the days, you know what I'm saying, and the cheer and gloom. And what does a person do when he has a days of gloom and cold and rain and snow, right? Right, you develop emuna. Balelos is a time for emuna, right? You jump into a mindset of emuna, and that's the only way to get there. What did you say?
Today he would come here.
Right. So Baruch Hashem, we have people like Ari that inspire the idol to come, and Shimo makes it interesting to come, and that's what this man of the year is for, and that's what the Chama Tava tells us Havtacha. That the chadashim of the eights of Tevis and Shvatim is still for these tikkunim. When a person sushtels to these tikkunim in this zman, he gets a special siyat d'shmayim. Tonight,
really?
Yeah, that's what it's
about. You can't say that about all kinds of year.
Every time of year has its unique koyach to connect to, right? So you start shaking your lulav on Pesach, it's not going to do much, but on Sukkot it does an amazing amount of tikkunim.
Right.
Right, you know what I'm saying? So So this is a time of year to think about emunah, to think about, you know, yes, it's dark, it's cold, and I'm not so sure I want to get out of bed in the morning, but I'm going to go and I'm going to light up the world anyway. You know what I'm saying? And that's a... Yeah.
Trees are connected here also.
Right, there you go. Very good.
The new steps are coming.
Very good. Very good. That's right. The Chayde Shiva. And according to Beis Shammai, Tu B'Shvat is on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, where the Ayin and the Tzadi meet. You know, interesting, no? That's a good shmak. Yishmak Apshat, thank you for being married of that. Okay, tonight is the yard site of the Sfas Emes, Harav. Aryeh Yehuda. Ayin. Chodesh Tevis, every month has a corresponding letter in the Aleph Beis for it. There are 12 letters in the Aleph Beis. There's 22 letters, but 12 of them correspond to the months. Okay? Every month of the year has a letter from the Aleph Beis that corresponds to it. There are 12 letters in the Aleph Beis that correspond to the 12 months. There are another 10 letters that correspond to other things, but as far as corresponding to the month, you have 7 letters correspond to the days of the week, 12 letters correspond to the month, and 3 letters correspond to the yisaidus of Eish, Ruach, and Mayim. Okay, those are the main yisaidus: fire, water, and wind. Those are the main kaychas. Everything in the world, up here, Chazal, is made up of 4 yisaidus: Eish, Ruach, and Mayim. Because Afar is not a pile; it's a mekabel. So we describe the active. The Eish, Ruach, and Mayim are the active ones, and Afar, which is the 4th yisaid. This is the yisaid of Afar, is the more dormant one. It takes on the kaychas of the Eish, Ruach, and Mayim. So that's you have the 3 yisaid days, the 7 days of the week, and the 12 months of the year are equals 20. That's 22, and the connected 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. When you go through it, the way it works is Nisan, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet are accounted for. Aleph is Eish. Beis, Gimel, Dalet are connected Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Hey is Nisan. So Hey, Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tes. When you get to Ayin, right? That's Shvat. And Tzadi is Ayin is Tevis, and Shvat and Tzadi is Shvat. The Pei is from corresponds to the day of the week. It's Bogod, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Kaparas, Chaf, Pei, Reish, Saf are connected the 7 days of the week. Okay. So Meili said like this. Tu B'Shvat is we celebrate the trees, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanai. So Ilan is called an eighth. Right? Isn't it interesting? In Shvat is where you have, we just said, Tevis and Shvat spells eighths, Ayin Tzadi. Right? So the letters that correspond to Tevis and Shvat actually spell out the eighth, which is, we find Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanai. I said, according to Beis Shammai holds Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Right? So what's Rosh Chodesh Shvat? It's the connecting point between Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanai is Rosh Chodesh Shvat. There's no Tu B'Shvat according to Beis Shammai. There's only Aleph Shvat, Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Okay, and at Rosh Chodesh Shvat, what is that day? That is a connector. That is the hinge between Tevis and Shvat, right? At Rosh Chodesh is where the 2 months collide. When the 2 months collide, an ayin of Tevis collides with a tzadi of Shvat. What do you got at that connecting point? 8. Okay, according to Beis Shammai, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanai really fits in at a perfect point where ayin and tzadi connect. What do you get? A tree. Yeah. Okay. So tonight is the yahrzeit of the Sfas Emes, Rabbeinu Yehuda Aryeh Leib. The grandson of the Chiddush HaRim, ben Rab. His father's name was...
Who's the Imri Emes?
Imri Emes is his son. So Sfas Emes is yahrzeit. Tonight we'll say about the first shtickle of Sfas Emes over here. It's actually, the concept is a very famous concept, and the Chiddush HaRim talks about it, and the Maharal Emes talks about it, and he says as follows. He's actually quoting from his grandfather, the Chiddush HaRim. Adoni Avi Zikni, Moivi Rabbi. He said as follows. Now, why did the Mitzrayim need to have 10 makas? What's a magic number of 10? So he says that, you're right, it corresponds to Aseres Dibros. We're going to get to that, but we're going to start before Aseres Dibros. He says like this, Parai is a klipa. Par is a Kayach HaTumah. What does Kayach HaTumah do? Kayach HaTumah has the ability to camouflage, to be mastered, to hide Kedusha. Right, what does the Yetzirah do? Right, you wake up in the morning and flashing through your brain is, thank you Hashem, right? Thank you so much, I'm alive, right? I'm going to take over the world, thank you Hashem, I'm going to get Olam Haba. A minute later, the Yetzirah says, forget Olam Haba. Go pull out your smartphone. There's so much to do, right? And before you know it, and you forget that there's an Olam Haba, right? So you say literally, he's master of Kedusha. That's what Kliba does. What is Kedusha? Kedusha is, what is the real Kedusha in the world? The Kedusha is embedded into the world because of Basar Mamaris Nevar Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with 10 Mamaris, Bereishis Bara Elokim, right? Esvayim. In Parshat Bereishis, it says Vayomer Elokim Yiyar. Every time it says Vayomer in Bereishis Olam, in the beginning of Bereishis, that is a command of Hashem for the world to be created. Vayomer Hashem Yiyar. Vayomer Hashem Yiyar. Kibbutz Chaim. Vayomer Hashem Tachar Asdasha. Right. Every time, right. Vayomer Hashem He Marish Bekir Shemaim. Every time Hashem created something during 7 days of creation, 6 days of creation, He said Vayomer. And so there are 10 times Hashem said Vayomer. We have questions about the 10 times, but basically there are 10 times says Vayomer that Hashem created. And these are
every time He said Vayomer.
Yeah, Maimer is also Vayomer, right? Hashem is Maimer, right? So it says Asar Ma'amar Shebehem Nivra Olam. That is the Kedusha of the world, right? Because Hashem is Kedusha. His Maimer, his deeper Hashem is nothing more than Hashem's Kedusha, right? I'm not sure how to say it. It's a what?
Expression.
It's an extension. It's a hashpah of a Kaddish Baruch's Kedusha. It's a manifestation of a Kaddish Baruch's Kedusha to somehow form a world. So when you have the Asar Ma'amaris in the world that are intact, you walk outside and you see the sky and you see Hashem's Maimer Yirikiy B'Seichamayim. Right, you see the grass and trees. You see, and you see a Maimer of Hashem Tachar Asdeshi. It just screaming at Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Comes along the Klipa, the Kleich Hatuma. It's master all this. So the Kleich Hatuma, which is Mitzrayim, the grass, the Klipa, right in the world, at that point, and no doubt nowadays it's probably closer to Brooklyn than to Egypt, and probably very close to Brooklyn. I'm thinking like. Maybe downtown Brooklyn, or maybe Manhattan, maybe, I don't know, maybe. It's master, right? It comes and it's master all this Kedusha, okay? So what is the idea of Asar HaMakas? Asar HaMakas is to remove the 10 Hesterim. There's 10 Maimarim that are being Nistar, that are being covered up, 10 expressions of HaKadosh Baruch's Kedusha that are being denied by the Klipa, right? By the Tumah, by Mitzrayim. And you have to remove each one, okay? So the Maka is whacking away the Yetzirah, who's covering the eyes of the covering the Kedusha. Don't look. And so you give a whack, and all of a sudden, 10 Makas, 10 whacks is Migal Asamar Marsha Bem Nivayim. Okay, that's what the Kedusha Rishon says. That's what Sfasemus brings down. He says. So he's marchiv on this, sort of like I was explaining. So he says, I say, when a person has eyes to see, you see the chiyus of the whole world. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? You clearly see that the only reason why this table exists is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving chiyus to wood and giving chiyus to metal and giving chiyus to these atoms to be held together. I remember when I was a kid, my father, Al-Shalom, told me over from some scientists that said scientifically, if you could take all the energy out of the world and just be left with bare matter, the true matter, I don't know what this means, but he says you could take the entire world and put it into a teaspoon. That's what he said. I don't know. He says that, but that's the idea. The idea is, what is the world? It's nothing, right? It's atoms, right? And every atom is energy holding what? Little thread somehow, and it somehow takes on a form. It's 999%, right? Energy, chiyus, and the actual particles is nothing. If you could somehow remove all the chiyus, you'd be left with it. That's what he said. I don't know. He said it from a scientist. I don't know. You could put the entire matter of the earth in a teaspoon, right? So what does that mean? What is that chiyus, right? That chiyus is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chiyus, right? And when you can perceive that chiyus as chiyus and perceive it as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole world is just screaming HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chiyus. And so this is the Nisai Day, the Sitrach, and every Maka is removing this. He says, once you have that Mamaris or Nizgala, once there's Makis, and you have the Vasar Mamaris being Nizgala, the Maimer now takes on a new form. It's revealed. Once it's revealed, once the Maimer is revealed, once the Maimer is revealed, it takes on a new Tachas at this point. It becomes a second stage. The Maimer turns into a Dibur. What does a Dibur mean? Well, he says, Asar Mamaris, turn into Asar Dibrais. That's Asaras HaDibrais. Why? Because what is a Dibur? A Dibur is a lotion of something that leads you, right? A leader is called a Dabar Echel Adar, Vein Shnei Dabar Al Adar. Lashon Dabar is someone that leads. So once the Mamaris are in his gala, then they automatically lead you, they direct you how to serve Hashem, right? Once you clearly see everything is Hashem, okay, now they automatically tell you, okay, this mimer of Bereshit Bara Elokim is on Hashem Lekecha. Hashem's everything, right? And et cetera. However, the Asar Mamaris and the Dibur, right, because it pushes, right, because it directs, right? Mimer is more R, it's more Chesed, and then when it's Mitzamtzim, where it comes to tell you how to direct you, that's secondary. Once you understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, then all of a sudden the next step is these Mimerim turn into deeper. He says, this is what the pasuk says, V'dibar tabam v'shiftcha v'secha, as he says, is that everything that you're doing in your house should be led by Torah. Okay, but the bar at the bottom is that everything, even sitting in your house, should all be, right, he says this is a pirish, bidvaroi mariv aravim. Right? He says that dvaroi is, again, even mitoich the Hester, Asher Bidvari Marva Ravim. I'm not sure how he's touching it. But appears Bidvari Marva Ravim. Bechinas Hamalchus Shemai Lios Kavich Shemai Gam Bitoich Ha'irov VaHester Aidei Emuna. Emes VeEmuna Arvis. I guess a share bidvari marver of me with the leadership of Emuna and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs, that's how we get through the darkness of night. He says this is a pshat that the Zohar says Ve'era, in Zohar says Parashat Ve'era, what was the galus? The galus was that the Dibur was in galus, meaning there was no ability for Klal Yisrael to be led by the Mamar, because there was a Hester in the Mamar. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said, La'ish Dvar Manaychi. Right, it's not. There's no Dibur now. The Dibur is in Galus, right? By Kabbal Satayr was Niskal Lebechinas HaDibur. You see, brings down a measure. Measure this week. Parsha says, "As a Vayayim Hashem Moshe Boyal Parai." Hashem tells Moshe to come to Parai. The pasuk initially says, "Kaved Evan V'Neita Achol V'Kas Evil Kaved Mishnehem." He said, "Rocks are heavy, right?" And a whole package of sand is very heavy. The kas evil kavid mishneim, but the kas, the difficulty, the destructive feelings that an evil person makes is heavier than everything. So the Medrash describes Akilah. There's something that shteres HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's something that's miyageya HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's miyageya HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Right. Is Yegiyah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is when his Maimarim are being Nistar, the Mitzvim in this week's Parsha, right, the Koich Satumah that are Master HaKadosh Baruch Hu's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's are. So he says that So the whole week, not just okay. So that's what's going on in Mitzrayim. Par is being master everything, and Kiyus makes the Yegiyah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's master HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it makes the Yegiyah to him, and he says that master means that high to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says like this that the whole week there's Yegiyah going on. The whole week has in the beginning of Hester. There's Hester part of the whole week, and that's why there's Yegiyah. The Mamaros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are less Megula during the week. When you say Shabbos, ba menucha, there's no more Yegiyah anymore. Why? Because hey, yes, and Shabbos Kodesh, and all the Kodesh of Kodesh Baruch Hu is this bar to the whole world. May that's why it describes the Lashon menucha, right? Because Shabbos Shabbos we call Malachta. There's no hey, yes, Kodesh Baruch Hu made it. Then a Shabbos, the hesterim of the Golos, the hesterim of Koyachas Atumah aren't Shalot to Shabbos. Mela, there's no Yegiyah lefonav, and therefore it's kula menucha, it's menucha to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And menucha to Klal Yisrael. Not cut.